Okay, this is episode one of the e-learning podcast. My name is Shannon Gunn, and today I'm going to go over five things you didn't know you could do with Quizlet. Now, if you're not familiar with Quizlet, it's found at quizlet.com, Q-U-I-Z-L-E-T.com. And basically, you can log in and create sets of all of your vocabulary words. So this is going to take you beyond the typical creating sets and using them for study purposes on the Quizlet app or the Quizlet website. This is going to go way beyond that and teach you some really cool things you can do as a teacher to make your learning interactive and fun. So this is the first thing, and that is to embed your flashcards into your website. This is relatively simple and effective for teaching vocabulary. Basically, you can flip through these cards as a way to review material as class begins. The font is huge, so it works really well on a projected screen. And then when you turn the audio on, the students typically kind of hush up and want to listen to it because they remember it better when they hear it. So all of this is found on my website, which is elearningpod.wordpress.com. And so you're seeing basically a screenshot of me going to that website. So if you want to see how to do this, just go to the website, elearningpod.wordpress.com. So you just basically copy and paste the embed code. Okay, so that's the first thing. The second thing you can do is to copy and paste sets and then to combine them together. So one of the great things about Quizlet is the ability to combine and copy sets. Here's how I use this. As I'm teaching, I create a mini set or just like whatever, how many words for each day's worth of material. Then I take all those mini sets and I combine them together for the final test set. Then I can combine all the final test sets together for the final exam set. So that would be a lot of words. I'm sure it would be overwhelming, but you can always pare down and add to them from there. In addition to that, one thing I did is to basically, after I teach each part, I would go through and pull 10 words that are the most important from each unit or each Quizlet section, and then add those all together to create the final exam set. And then I even did a thing where I would pull the 10 questions from each module and then create a quiz from those 10 questions and then combine all those quizzes together to create my final exam. And that's what I did for Music Tech. I think I had 5 units that I taught, and so I just combined the sets together for the final exam. And so each set would have 10 questions, and so each page was 10 questions, either multiple choice or matching. And I put it into Word, and I had to kind of adjust a little bit, add the numbers, and so on and so forth, but that's how you do that. So anyway, you can also copy and combine from other people. So if you search Quizlet at the very top for other people's sets, and they have copying enabled, then you can copy that, and then you can also take multiple of your own sets. Here, I'll go to that. So you can take multiples of your own sets and combine them together. So the screenshot you're seeing is, if you go to my website, you can see me combined the bonds. I did a set on bonds with a set on types of stocks, the stock markets, and savings versus investing. So all in all, it had 79 terms, but then you just create a set from that. And you can, you know, print all that out or do all the other activities with that as well that I'm going to go over. Okay, so that's number two. Number three is you can use Quizlet for exam question review. So this is kind of interesting. It's a different way of using Quizlet than what it was designed for, but it works really well because, like I said, you can utilize it as exam review by projecting it on the screen. So what you do is you just put the question, like a review question with multiple choice, like A, B, C, and D, into the either the right or the left side, and then you put the answer on the other side. So you could have all of the questions on the right and all of the answers on the left. Then, if you look at it as flashcards, it'll come up as question on one side of the flashcard and then answer on the other side of the flashcard. Then you can project that on the screen, and it has really huge font so everybody can read it. You can also have it be read aloud to the students so you don't have to read it aloud, and they can kind of guess it as you go through. So it's a great way to review with exam questions. The only thing is you have to take the time to put all those questions in. But a lot of people have already done that for certain tests that are universal. The fourth idea is to create a memory game from the Quizlet words. This is really cool. Just go to the dollar store and buy a pack of business cards. You can get them there for a dollar for a pack. Get like 20 pages in there. And then you can just print the Quizlet set on the back of the business cards. So, you know, on one side is like a design or a color, and then on the other side is the words with their corresponding definitions. Then each set will have five, basically each page has five words on it with the way that it's designed. So you just basically have students pair up, and then give each pair one page's worth of words, or two pages if you want to have 10 words. And then they can pop them out, because usually they come kind of pre-cut. You just have to pop them out and throw away the extra pieces, and then play memory. And the way you play the memory game is you just have the sets, you know, basically you put the cards face down, or like with the terms and definitions down, so you can't see them, in two rows of five, or if you have, you know, 10 terms, you can put four rows of five, and then you have one player flip over two terms, and if they match, then they get to keep it, and then if they don't match, they have to flip them back over in the same location. Then player number two will flip over two terms, and if they match, they get to keep it, and if they don't match, you flip them back over in the same location. So that's a really awesome thing. My students were really overwhelmed with 77 words. I had them break them down into, you know, the five words at a time for the review memory game, and they really seemed to like it a lot, so they were appreciative. Okay, and then the last idea is this thing called the Quizlet Carousel Game, and I took this from an adaptation from some training I got for teaching English language learners. Basically, I printed out the Quizlet set on the small strips view. You can see a demonstration of this. Then I cut all the strips out, and I only kept the definitions. I didn't keep the terms, just the definitions. Then I hand each student a strip with a definition. They each get their own definition strip. Then you put them into two circles, and one is an inner circle and one's an outer circle. And so you have to, you know, split the class in two and put them into two circles. And each person has a partner. And so have the outer circle read their definition, and then the inner circle has to try to guess what the term is. Then have the person on the inner circle read the definition, and have the person on the outer circle try to guess the term. And once both inner and outer have gone, then announce to the class, everybody take your terms and pass them down one to the left. And so the terms make their way around the circle, kids are talking, it gets really noisy, and it's really super productive. The kids like it because, you know, they're interacting with each other, and it helps them remember because they have to pull from memory what the word is. And if they don't know it, then a lot of times the person on the other side is really helpful or will give them some sort of a, you know, like a little, you know, hint or something like that. So anyway, I thought this is really cool. I wanted to share it with people. Thank you for listening, and if you're on YouTube, thank you for watching. Please subscribe to my channel if you want to see more tips and tricks on e-learning and utilizing the internet. This isn't really like true e-learning per se. I will have more stuff on that, but I wanted to start out with this because I think it's really helpful, and I think that it could be applicable to any situation that you have to learn a lot of vocabulary, whether you're teaching in K-12 or in the corporate setting or for whatever. And so this is sort of a part of a project for one of my classes for graduate school in e-learning design. So I'm really excited to hopefully share this with a lot of people and to, you know, also generate new ideas on how to use Quizlet. It's just an amazing platform, and it has made learning so much easier in so many ways for my students. It's made things easier for me to kind of like generate really quick mini quizzes and that kind of stuff. So I really highly recommend it. And if you have any questions, please feel free to contact me, or you can leave a comment. Actually, it's probably best to just go to the website and leave a comment. The website is elearningpod.wordpress.com, and that's elearningpod.wordpress.com. All right, thanks for listening, and check back soon for the next episode of the eLearning Podcast. Bye.